Hey, this is Justin.
This is Eric.
And this is our review of the fifth track from Nine Inch Nails' Hesitation Marks. The track is All Time Low.
All Time Low.
What do you think?
Man, this song is so awesome.
Really?
I love how it starts out and where it ends. Like, I love the transition that happens throughout it. You know, I love that noodly little Adrian Belew guitar part that goes through it. And then it gets all tinkly at the end.
Yep.
And it's another one of those that I feel like it makes reference to Closer.
Yes.
In the drum beat and a certain aspect
for sure.
of it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You said that in a surprised way, like you were surprised that I liked this song.
Well, here's the thing. I'll start off by saying that at first I did not like this track. Not that I didn't like it, but I was a little bit like, something about it rubbed me the wrong way. I kind of was like, I don't really know. And then after, you know, a few more listens, I realized that, like, from, like, an instrumentation, like, from just the lyrics completely aside, I think it's beautiful. And I almost wish two things. One, that this was an instrumental track. I don't even know if the lyrics are necessary here.
Mm.
I think the lyrics are a little heavy-handed, and that kind of harkens back to, like, what I was talking about before, about, like, some of it just feels a little... Some of the lyrics feel a little... fuck, I don't want to say anything horrible. Like, I don't want to say paint by numbers, because that sounds like a negative. It just feels a little unnecessary. You know?
Okay.
I think this song would have been better with less lyrics. Because the instrument, it's just so beautiful. Like, when we were just listening to it, like, those last 2 minutes where the keyboard stuff comes in and everything, it's like, the shift in it is great.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like I just think it's a really great song with maybe some lyrics that aren't necessary.
Okay. I think that it's interesting because I feel like because the album has been out for such a short time, and I have been listening to it a lot, I haven't had that opportunity to, like, sit down and, like, read through the lyrics with it. So I've only caught, like, little pieces here and there of things. And definitely a song, a couple tracks down the album, I have some issues with some lyrics and some delivery and that kind of stuff. But I just haven't had a chance to really get into it and listen to that aspect of it, I think, because most of the time that I've been listening to the album, I've been listening to it while I'm doing other things, and I'm like, oh, you know, the music is really amazing, or this mood shift and that kind of stuff has really been what I'm getting into right away. It'd be interesting to, like, maybe revisit this in, like, a month or two, and like, when we've really had a chance to digest the album a little bit more.
And I'll say this, like, I think that everything that I said about, like, the lyrics and everything, like, the track is the longest track on the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 minutes and 15 seconds, which is a long song. I mean, it's not, like, you know, ridiculous. It's not, like, 15 minutes or whatever, but it's the longest track on the album, and I feel like and I'm going to go against what I just said. I feel if it were just instrumentation, it would get monotonous. But I feel like there could be, like, a 4 minute version of this song that's instrumentation. Or, I mean, and it's not like I hate the lyrics. I just kind of, like, at first I bumped on them.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like they were maybe not necessary.
Okay.
But with that being said, you know, obviously I like it more the more I hear it. Because I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't really big on it at first at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I found myself, like, sitting there, cause I have it on the background, and I'm like, yeah, all right, now I'm feeling it, you know? And I'm sure fucking in 2 weeks I'll be, like, singing along with it. So.
Right. Well, and this is also, like, one of the first songs that he gets into sort of, like, this falsetto and gets into, like, this other style of singing that happens in a few different tracks throughout the album. And it is weird at first.
It is jarring within the context of what we've of the first five of the first the four that led before it, for sure.
Yeah.
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 I think if this were, like, track one or two, it would be like, oh, okay, like, here we go.
Really?
You know,
you don't,
like,
think if it started out like this, you would be like, what is going on? because I feel like this is definitely more of a deep track. Like, this isn't like something that you would start out an album with, or even start out like the second side of something if you're listening to it on vinyl or whatever, because it is just like, it feels like the middle of an album. It's in that thing where it's like, you know, the first tracks, especially on this album, are like, they're like tight. They're like Henry Rollins, all like juiced up, and they're just like all about like the goal, and they're getting you in there. And then the middle part, it's just kind of like opening up and like saying, okay, sonically, here's this other stuff that's going on, and here's this other stuff that I'm trying. And
yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with that. I guess what I should say is, like, I could see this song, me personally, I could see this song at the beginning of the album, because I don't need to be eased in.
Okay.
You know, to the album.
Let's go straight for it.
I want like a fucking, I want to be like just fucked right out the gate.
Like an animal?
Like an animal. I want to be fucked like an animal right out the gate. You don't got to hold my hand, Trent Reznor. Just fuck me.
Well, I can't wait until the dance remix version of this song that is 72 minutes long that you're like, oh man, this song is so great.
and Reznor finds a clip of this audio and he puts me in it. It's like me for like 38 minutes going like, just fuck me. Just fuck me. Don't gotta hold my hand. Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say?
I would just say, you know, buy this album.
Yeah, we should say that more.
Yeah,
we're extremely critical because we're nerds for this shit. So don't let any, like, if I have a problem with a lyric or something, don't let that be like, oh.
Yeah, we are definitely not like haters of Nine Inch Nails or Trent Reznor, and we're not hoping that this doesn't succeed. And like I said before, and I can't stress this enough, like, I am loving this album and I am totally digging it. And I think at this point we're just kind of, you know, this is a new thing. This is a new environment. This is a whole new album that, you know, we weren't even sure there was ever going to be another Nine Inch Nails album.
I know.
So we're finding our way in this and we're sort of discovering what we like and what we don't like. And I guarantee you that this stuff is going to shift and it's going to change. And the only way that you can, you know, find out for yourself is buy this album and check it out and listen to it and see what you think, you know. Yeah. Have you been along for the ride for all these years? All these many, many years? Or are you a newbie to Nine Inch Nails? You know, comment down below in the blog posts and let us know what you think about the new album.
Yeah. So don't let our comments stop you from buying the album, Mom. I know you're on the fence. She won't even fucking listen to this. My mom will not even get to this.
No, but she'll probably put a comment that says, great job, Justin.
She'll be like.
I know your dad's listening to this, and he's like, well, I actually feel like Trent Reznor's doing this.
Yeah.
Because Ron Shady is the biggest Trent Reznor fan.
He is. Shout out to Ron Shady. He also will never hear this.
What are we going to hear tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be the review of Disappointed.
Aha.
But it's not like, you know, that's not like a commentary or nothing. So.
Join us tomorrow, won't you?
Spin Doctors.